Hello and welcome to Openment River Advanced. You may have seen our announcement about Openment River 4.2 introducing support for additional processor architectures such as ARC64. If you've only used regular PCs so far, you may wonder why we are doing this. ARC64 processors are best known for being what is likely powering your smartphone, your tablet, maybe your camera, your TV, navigation system in your car. But you can use them for a lot more. For example, this is a Pinebook Pro, $200 laptop with 6 processor cores, 4 gigabytes of RAM, full HD display, and anything else you'd expect to find in a normal laptop. Openment River 4.2 runs on it just like it would on any x86 PC, whether you're using Office functionality, editing images, or even playing games. But that's not all. We can build small computers like this one, that provide the same functionality as your regular desktop box, with components costing less than 150 euros. And they can even take a regular M2 NVMe SSD for storage, so you will not run short of storage like on a Chromebook or so. Openment River can now also run on a Raspberry Pi 3 and 4. That's a board you can find for around 30 euros in its lower end edition. This may finally enable people in developing countries to get into computing even if they are not upper class of their country. And ARC64 computers are also great for the environment. They use far less power than their x86 counterparts. Our mini computer here draws less than 25 watts at full load while playing 3D games and compiling stuff in the background. This is what it looks like on the inside. You can see it doesn't need a fan, it only has a passive cooler, and it doesn't run hot. And this enables us to make it even more environmentally friendly by putting it into a wooden case. No more need for plastics or metals. Last but not least, Openment River 4.2 works on the PinePhone. While this build is still experimental and has a few limitations, we're hoping to do our share in breaking the Android-iOS duopoly with something that is fully open source and under community control. Are you getting interested? Then drop by our booth, visit our website at openmentriver.org, or send me an email. Thanks for your attention and see you next time.